You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The Union Budget 2023-24 may not offer much to individuals in terms of tax benefits and deductions, with discussions underway on whether to maintain status quo on personal income tax rates. According to a source aware of the government's thinking, the overarching theme of the budget would instead be on boosting economic growth by facilitating higher investments and continuing the support to small businesses. It would be expected that measures on these lines would have a trickle-down effect and also help sustain the recent momentum in private consumption. Personal income tax collection, net of refunds, grew 28.1% on year between April and November 2022, against 24.5% growth in corporate income tax collections in the same period. The government is focused on sustaining the economic recovery, controlling inflation and managing the fiscal deficit. In a surprise move, Bharti Airtel this week stole a march on Adani Group, bagging an external contract in the private 5G network space. The company did so by entering into an agreement with Tech Mahindra, wherein the two would deploy the new technology solution at Mahindra and Mahindra's auto plant at Chakan in Maharashtra. This will make the Chakan plant the country's first 5G-enabled auto manufacturing unit. Adani Group was the only non-telecom firm to have participated in the auctions in July to acquire 5G spectrum for building private networks. It has the option to both build the networks for its own firms as well as for other enterprises. According to sector analysts, the partnership is likely to put to rest the strong opposition voiced by telcos against direct allocation of 5G spectrum to enterprises for building private networks, as there would still be possibilities of collaboration in such cases. Meanwhile, the board of 197 Communications, owner of Paytm, on Tuesday approved a buyback of equity shares of the company at a price not exceeding Rs. 810 per share and for an amount of up to 850 crore rupees. The firm, backed by Ant Group and SoftBank, had cash and equivalents of Rs. 9,180 crore at the end of September. The company said the buyback will take place in the open market through the stock exchange mechanism, but has committed to utilizing at least 50% of the amount earmarked, or Rs. 425 crore. Based on the minimum buyback size and maximum buyback price, the company would purchase a minimum of 5,246,913 equity shares, it said in an exchange filing. In an open market offer, purchases are routed through the stock exchange and the price can vary, as opposed to a tender offer. In the banking sector, the government has extended the deadline for potential bidders to submit expressions of interest for IDBI Bank to January 7, 2023, the Finance Ministry said on Wednesday. The earlier deadline was December 16, 2022. The last date for submission of physical copies of EOLs has also been extended to January 14, 2023, from December 23, 2022, the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management said. Given the extended year-end holidays overseas, several potential investors had requested an extension. At the beginning of a calendar year, foreign funds usually make annual allocations for investment in emerging markets such as India. Officials expect more foreign investors to show interest in the bank. Moving on, industry players are looking at appropriate relaxations on outbound mergers, where the merged entity is a foreign entity and does not enjoy the principle of tax neutrality in the upcoming budget. Indian companies cannot directly list overseas, which is why some create a holding company overseas to own Indian business. This is referred to as flipping, as the ownership structure changes from domestic to foreign. As Indian tech startups look at avenues to globalize their businesses and raise private and public funds outside India, flipping of the ownership structures may become more commonplace going forward. The new ODI norms permit transactions by Indian entities and foreign entities, provided they do not have more than two layers of subsidiaries, directly or indirectly. Investors can now make an overseas investment for less than 10% stake in the foreign companies without the need for a joint venture. Lastly, retail prices of packaged milk supplied by dairy cooperatives and mother dairy could see another round of hikes soon, owing to the rise in costs of feed and other inputs. Meenesh C. Shah, Chairman, National Dairy Development Board, said, quote, "As we have to hike procurement prices of milk from farmers, there could be one more round of increase in prices by cooperatives," unquote. Last month, Mother Dairy, a wholly owned subsidiary of NDDB, had announced a hike in prices of full cream milk by Rs. 1 per litre and token milk, bulk vended milk, by Rs. 2 per litre in Delhi NCR, citing increase in feed costs. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.